And for that, we go to Bernie McNally, president of Brophy Excavation. Bernie, welcome to WGN.
John, thank you very much for having me, and it's great to have the opportunity on the platform. Thank you.
How did you get started in a demolition and excavation business in Chicago?
Yes, a lot of people ask me that, especially in a male-dominated business. Well, my two sons, Tom Brophy and Fintan Brophy, are both operators, two of the best and partners as well, in the business. And it was kind of, you know, I went on their lead. I was always involved in management, and we decided we would set up. We did a business plan, and I remember checking and seeing, and residential demos was something that was being neglected. So we thought, well, we target that, and we started then doing residential and commercial then took over then after that. We do residential demo and excavation, and then we've gone on to commercial demo and excavation as well.
Is it a business that keeps you guys always busy?
We are very busy. Even during COVID, it was considered essential. So we were in the lucky position that we could work, and we kept a lot of families going through that. We're also WBE and DBE, so it's woman-owned and family-run. And that has opened a lot of doors for us. And the nice thing about it is, in this business, we've never really advertised, John. We've always found that repeat business has always come back to us, and word of mouth. So it really is a testament to the work we do. We're kind of perfectionists in what we do. We try to be.
You said that those two designations, being women-owned and family-run, opens doors to you. What sorts of doors, Bernie?
Well, with the certification WBE and DBE, Disadvantaged Small Business Enterprise, and WBE is Women Business Enterprise. So I have the certification for that. And we can bid on a lot of jobs that, you know, we say male-owned jobs, male-owned demolition companies can't. So I'm looking at that position.
Yeah.
That we can get extra work that way.
Do you, this is something you were always interested in, or did you have another line of work before this?
Yeah, I did have another line of work, but I was raised in the west coast of Ireland on a farm. And my father had a business. He had like a lot of equipment and heavy equipment, trucks, that kind of stuff. So, and he had five daughters, four sons, and he reckoned that anything a man can do, a woman can do better. So he had trained us throughout our life to basically, you can do anything. You just have to put your mind to it and you have to want to do it. And that's why I'd love to encourage women to even get into this industry, because less than 1% of heavy construction owners are women. Less than between 10 and 15% of women work in construction. 2.3% of women worldwide will operate heavy equipment machinery. So they're very small numbers. And the thing to remember is you don't have to have a degree. And it's not for the faint of heart. Don't get me wrong. It's not that it's easy or anything like that. But, you know, the world's your oyster. You can go as high as you want with it. You can work at this and as an operator or a laborer. And you can go places. But I'd love to encourage women to do this and to get into the industry.
Do you think it's fun?
I do. I really do. And sometimes perception out there is that it's male-dominated field. You know, basically what she's doing here, she's not qualified to be here kind of thing, macho kind of image. And I've found some situations where having a unisex name and being corresponding through email, I'll arrive on a job site. And, you know, whoever is there to meet me, they say, is Bernie not coming to the meeting? And I go, I'm here, and I'm sorry to disappoint you, you know. But honestly, I've been very lucky with the GCs and developers that we've worked with. They have just the utmost respect, and we have the utmost respect for each other. And, you know, they see what you can do, and they see that you can make a name for yourself. And then to have a good team, to build a good team around you. Like I have to say, my two sons, Tom and Fintan, like our great operators, do a great job, and all their teams underneath them as well.
I love that. I just want to marinate on that point for a second. You're saying that through an email, since your name is Bernie, it's kind of a unisex name, that then when you show up, some of the guys look at you and say, oh, wait, Bernie couldn't make it. And you're like, yes, I am.
Yes.
And then you get the job done, and they go, okay, well done.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's awesome. Amazing. Did you have a lot of struggles starting up, like getting access to funding? Yeah. We've been talking about that for all month long.
Absolutely. I think that was probably the biggest struggle starting out. You know, if some male-owned small businesses may have access to wealthy investors, I was not that lucky. We had to get a loan to get our first machine. And I remember when I was looking for funding, I remember trying a number of banks, and banks had advertised, and the ones I went to had advertised funding for startups. However, when I presented, you say, the business plan, they would look for 2 years of financials. And I'm like, I'm a startup. How can I have financials? This is hypocritical.
You're brand new, yeah.
And brand new. So how do you have 2 years of financials? But I told one of them that it was false advertising. But I just had to keep trying, because I was adamant, like, we have to keep trying and get this set up and get it going, you know.
How did you?
But I have to say, the other thing is, I work with, I mean, I know Republic Bank are advertising, are there, and I work with Republic Bank, and I'm in a very lucky position to have a great partner in Republic Bank backing me and supporting me through COVID and through the last number of years. I wouldn't be speaking to you tonight only for Whitney Simaglia. She's the Vice President of Business Banking. You know, she's been a great support to me, and I often think of the power of women networking. Like, no one supports women like women, and no one understands the needs of women like women. You know, we have a lot of extra struggles that men do not have, and I don't mean to be derogatory in any way, but that's the way I look about it. You know,
I think I love that you appreciate that. Not only do you love your relationship with Republic Bank of Chicago, you love your relationship with Whitney. The fact that she is at a high level at that bank makes your connection to that bank stronger.
Absolutely. And the respect that I have for her and probably vice versa, you know. So, you know, you can call up if you have a problem or an issue, and she will help you sort it out. I mean, the difference, you know, I've had bad experiences with male counterparts of institutions, you know, that have to take, they've taken opportunity to belittle me because I feel I am a woman. You know, I felt at the time I was a woman. You know, I've got countless examples of that. And I think that if I was a man in those situations, I'd have been offered to be taken for a beer, but I wasn't part of the boys' club, you know.
Hmm.
That's what you come up with.
I just love that you powered through. And, you know, like, it shouldn't have to be that way. It shouldn't have to be that I have to prove these extra things to you to above and beyond what might be expected of a male counterpart. But you did it. And now you have a business that's doing well. And that must give you a sense of pride and a sense of turning around and maybe helping the next person get up to your level, too.
Absolutely. And I would love to. Do you know what I mean? If anybody ever reached out to me, any women, I applaud them. I think we really should help women. And especially women in business should help other women, you know, just take them by the hand. I have no problem. I've done it on a number of occasions. I will sit with women and go through, we'll say, the certification process for women business enterprise and disadvantaged business enterprise, because it opens a lot of doors for women, not just locally, but around the country if you want to expand. And I will sit down, I go through the paperwork. Now, the paperwork is very daunting. And it's difficult to get it on the first time out. You know, you do need help with this. But I would have no problem to any woman reaching out to me and saying, listen, do you mind giving me some of your time? Absolutely.
I love that.
People help me too.
Bernie, I wish I had more time. I could talk to you for a long time. In fact, I'm going to tell Iridian to let's make sure we have Bernie's contact information to talk about anything we need to talk about, demolition, construction, and women in the workplace or beyond, just generally speaking. I'd love to follow up with you. Bernie, it was great to get to know you, okay?
Thanks very much, John. Pleasure.
Bernie McNally, president of Brophy Excavation, on our Women's Small Business Month. Well said. Sponsored by Republic Bank of Chicago, who she banks with for her business, supporting women's business growth together.